during the service, you just going, going to run on a glory run. Amen. Amen. Appreciate that. Do want to thank everyone that participated in our cleanup efforts around the church and around. I thank the Ramsey gang over there. They kept on it, and the straw disappeared from around the septics and stuff like that. So I appreciate you boys. I really do. And Tom, thanks again. And everyone else that helped in that. That was fantastic. We still have maybe a day or two. We didn't get to a few things, but we will. All right. Let's see. Oh, I do want to announce that we are going to begin a Bible college in the end of August. And it's going to be called United Team International School of the Supernatural Zoom. And so it'll be a Zoom college. And we've already, we met with people from Panama and Nicaragua and El Salvador and Canada and the United States, of course. And we've got several other areas that we're going to be working with, but if you're thinking about that or could be thinking about it, it actually has a, as far as ministry wise, it has an associate art degree for the first year, second year, a bachelor's degree. And it's not that it's going to be so hard, the tests aren't going to be so difficult. I've never been to school or college, has nothing to, really too much to do with that. But if you're thinking about that, I was talking to a couple and they thought that'd be a great time, and it'll be, one part will be held at the church, but then all of us will be meeting. So God's River, and I think they have three or four different groups that are going to join with us. So we'll have quite a congregation coming together. It'll be from all over the earth, talking with Steve Mianje also. So that's what we're all about, amen, is that we're wanting to extend the gospel, and he told us to take it into all of the world, not take it just to your house or to your wife, kids, but to all the world, because it's such an important part of everything. So hallelujah. And so we have... We've heard a great several weeks of just hearing from the Lord, and Pastor Tom again kicked it off on super Easter Sunday, and we had potential last week that definitely should challenge us all, and this week Pastor Jim and Mary are going to come, and I don't know how that's all going to work, but I'm sure they've got it all planned, or he does. And so let's give them a hand this morning. Oh, wait a minute. You know, I shouldn't mess that up so much, but let's bring, Les was just getting all ready. And so let's receive the offering this morning. And if you're making a check, you can make it payable to the community church. God bless you in your giving in Jesus' name. You know, we do not have a middle of the week service, and we used to have a middle week service. Of course, our Bible college will be a Tuesday and Thursday time, so that'll take care of that time. And so anyway, Sunday morning's pretty important. And if you consider yourself part of the community church, I'd really like to see you on Sunday morning. And it really kind of builds something that is quality when you get all your folks together that are united together in thought to do something in your city and in your region. All right? All right. I did appreciate the praise and worship team, these young young, didn't see any guys up there, but the young ladies up singing, that's a real exciting deal. So, with that, Jim and Mary, would you come? All right, did I forget anything else? Or? All right, that's good. Here, Pastor Jim.
Hallelujah. It's good to be, I don't know, it's good to be home, but the weather, well, in Texas it was getting too hot, and here it's getting too cold, when we got home it was pretty nice. I guess we've already been home for 2 weeks, so. And I was thinking of the first Easter Sunday, because the Lord really laid on my heart about I was just hearing the word authority and power. Amen. You know, and I was thinking of the song that Sarah sang, and I was just it was one of those songs that ever since I got saved, that song was came out around the same time I gave my heart to Jesus. And it was, I got to tell somebody. You know, I got to tell somebody. I got to tell somebody about what Jesus did for me in my life. You know, and that's the whole purpose of the in each one of our lives. That we go tell somebody. You know, the purpose of doing any kind of evangelism and going, we go to Zapata every year. We do an outreach there to the children that we used to work with in Zapata, and it gives us an opportunity or a platform to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, that's what evangelists is. You know, and that's what Jesus said. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That wasn't just to the 12 disciples. That's to each one of us. You know, a lot of times I hear people say, well, I don't have no purpose. And that's our purpose. Our purpose is to come here and be taught, you know, the word of God, but our purpose is go out. Right when I gave my heart to Jesus, that was maybe the most evangelist that we were ever in our whole life, is that we were going to go. Yeah. Go preach the gospel. You know, Jesus said that, you know, and that didn't, I didn't have to go to Africa to do that. No, we went out in the streets of Detroit Lakes, and we went out in the streets of the places that, you know, and we just shared the gospel. We were just telling people about Jesus. God had given us a gift. I know that one time I was, if you know me, I've carried the cross in our nation quite a bit, and I had a young kid, you know, they introduced me as Pastor Jim Jacobson, and the young kid said, well, our pastor don't do that. You know, but that became a platform for me to be able to share the gospel. Each thing that, you know, becomes a platform in our life to share the gospel in our work, you know. So everything was about, you know, and I felt, you know, I was working alongside somebody, and I worked at a factory at that time. And Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he'd start speaking to me. You need to share the gospel with your fellow worker over there. You know, and there was a little bit of fear and all those types of things that the enemy tries to throw to stop us from doing what God had laid in our hearts to do. You know, so, you know, there is, but it gives us purpose. Yes. It gives us purpose. I was thinking of We passed a lot of tracks in my day, you know, we always, and this track, it says that, you know, when they prayed a sinner's prayer, you know, and then it told us to get, told us to get into a good church, but it says on a daily basis that we should pray. Prayer is our connection to God. And so we need to pray every day. And we need to read His Word. That's our direction. Gives us direction. So we pray every day that we get connected. And then we read His Word every day that we get direction from the Word of God and how to live our lives. And then how to explain it to other people, how they should live their life. And that told us to tell other people, share the gospel, you know, and that gave us our purpose. Yeah. It was three things in there. It didn't say that it was our purpose, but this was our purpose, that we pray every day, that we read His Word every day, and that we tell somebody every day. You know, and that gives us, as Christian people, it gives us the connection to God through prayer. It gives us direction by the Word of God. And then it tells us, gives us purpose that we go out and tell somebody what Jesus has done for us. You know, and maybe it doesn't work like that every day, but that should be our purpose or our focus. You know, when I get up in the morning, is that my focus? A lot of times that's not always my focus. And see that, but that's the only thing that gets me connected to God. It's the only thing that gives me direction. And the only thing that gives me purpose. As Christian people, these are the three things that we need in our lives to be actually fulfilled. You know, and Jesus was saying that he gave us a power and authority. He said, go out in all the world and preach the gospel, and I give you power and authority over every demon force to pray for people that they might be healed. You know, those are things that God had said. I think of Paul. He said, I determined not to come to you with the wisdom of man, but with the power of God, that your faith and hope might not lie in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And that's the laying on of hands for deliverance, laying on of hands for healing the sick. Jesus gave us those things. You know, it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. He lives in us. You know, and you know, he's the power within us that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall. We need to be encouraged that I can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yes, yes.
Not just the pastor. The pastor is encouraging all the time, encouraging you that he, you know, the Word of God was telling every one of us to go out and preach the gospel.
Yes, it
was,
yeah.
That's the only place that, you know, I was reading just a little pamphlet, and it talked about how he was just dividing up. But why did God do it this way? You know, why didn't Jesus just stay here and win the world? And he was just telling us, you know, it said, it just told us how, well, he was just dividing up the population that's in New York City. And it said that if Jesus spent 6 minutes with every person in New York City, it would take him 400 years. 400 years to meet with everybody for 6 minutes. That's why he chose to live in us. And we might be what little Jesus is. And Jesus said, I was just got this in Luke 4:12, or I mean 4:18. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and to recover the sight of the blind and set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." You think of all of these things that Jesus did this year, should have been one of our best years as Christian people to pray for people. You know, suicide and all of these things, that those are people that we work with or people that are our neighbors. You know, and a lot of times, you know, we just, I'm guilty. I just walk by and don't do it. But the Lord is just really laying on our hearts is, you know, when I got saved, you know, who can I tell? I got to tell somebody. You know, and that needs to get within each one of our hearts. We got to tell somebody. We got to tell somebody about Jesus. You know, a lot of times, you know, I think of the three things. We need to be connected to God. Prayer connects us to God. We need to be connected to God. We need to be in God's Word. That makes God's Word living when we're connected to God. And Jesus made that way for us, is that we can be connected to God through the blood of Jesus. We can enter into that place with God. Jesus took our place of dying for our sins. And now I can be connected to God through the blood of Jesus. That's our prayer life. And then to be in God's Word. These are things that we have to be connected to God to make the Word living. And so we focus on those things. I grew up in a church all my life. I knew what Jesus did for me, but I didn't know Jesus. I know what He did for me, but I didn't know Him. You know, and I was introduced to Him it was a big meeting, evangelistic meeting. I was introduced to Jesus, that He became real in my life. You know, He lives in us. And He wants what? He wants to fulfill His purpose. It's that all the gospel be preached throughout the world. That's His purpose. That's our purpose. You know, and each one of us have a platform in that. Each one of us have a neighbor. Each one of us have somebody I work with. You know, and a lot of times they're just waiting maybe for somebody to be concerned about their life. You know, and that's got to be us. This is what Jesus, this Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me. To preach the gospel to the poor. You know, the poor, you know, they can't, a lot of times in this lifetime, the poor can't pay you back. You know, the rich, everybody wants the rich because, you know, get a lot of rich people, you know, they're going to, that are for you. But Jesus was sent, he said, to the poor. That means a lot of times, like the Pharisees and scribes, they weren't preaching to the poor. They were only thinking about what's gonna, you know, this earth, this earthly realm. You know, how can people help me? Instead of, how can I be a help to people? And, you know, each one of us, we fight these things because, I want to be famous, you know. You know, we fight, it says that we fight against powers and principalities. We fight against those things in our lives instead of dying to ourselves and picking up our cross and following him. So we die to that old nature, that to live in the new nature, that, you know, to be concerned for the poor. You know, when I heard that, that means that, you know, the Pharisees and scribes weren't concerned about the poor. You know, and I think in our nation a lot of times, you know, in politics, these people aren't concerned about the poor. No. They say they are, but they're not. They say they care about the people coming from different countries across our borders, but they're not. You know, they won't even, you know, the president and vice president won't even go down there to see what's going on. You know, their life was that, how can these people advantage me and prop me up? Instead of the other way around is, you know, taking of ourselves and giving to others. And that was God's purpose. That's the nature of God. And the nature of God's been born in each one of us. Now, how much of our old nature covers that? We have to start focusing on God's word in prayer and telling somebody. You know, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. You know, we can make it hard, but it isn't that hard. And that's our purpose. If we did these three things, we'll build a church. If we allow the nature of God, the true nature of God, to live in us, that I'm not doing it for myself. You know, Jesus did it for, he died on the cross for us. Not for him. Not to build him up. And that, you know, I got to, you know, I remember that song, and I had to, we were in a church service, and I'd heard this song, I got to tell somebody. And I remember it was, I don't know if it was an Easter service, but it was close to Easter, and I had to get out of the church because it was so in me that I wanted to scream it. If you've ever had that happen to you, and I remembered, you know, that type of anointing upon your life. And how, you know, when we told people about Jesus and we come back and celebrate, and just like the disciples, and saying, man, they, you know, all the powers and authorities were under, we ruled over them. You know, have you ever come back from, You know, I always think of the parades and all of the things and how, you know, everything was against us. You know, at the beginning, and once you did it, you just were set free. And we were just celebrating inside of ourselves. You know, and that goes, you know, you start missing that if you don't do it. Because that's our purpose. As Christian people, that's our purpose. You know, whatever we do, it's to lift up the name of Jesus and to tell people about Jesus and to tell, you know, that's our purpose. And God's given us each a gift. And a lot of times our gifts will be a platform to share the gospel. I mean, if you look at our gifts and use them in the proper way, it can be a platform to share the gospel with people. You know, I always think of carrying the cross and how many times, you know, out on the road and out on the, you know, and sometimes, I remember walking across Texas, carried the cross across Texas. And if you know about Texas, a lot of area that doesn't have any anything. And I walked on 83, and there was places up there where there, you know, the towns were spread out about 50 miles apart. You didn't even see a town for a couple of days, you know. And then you'll hear somebody come by and stop. And he said that, you know, the light of God filled my pickup when we seen you walking on the road. And he said, my dad just died of cancer, and he gave me a testimony of how. And just, you know, it gives you, you know, it kind of fills you up. That kind of an anointing that Jesus was talking about, he said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He was filled up with God. And there ain't nothing better than to be filled up with God. But we have to get ourselves out of the way. We have to get ourselves out of the way. You know, and a lot of times that's not as easy as it's. But this is kind of what the Lord laid on my heart. You know, and as Mary comes and shares what she has on her heart. Prayer connects us to God. Reading His Word gives us direction. And telling people about Jesus gives us purpose. Amen?
This morning when I woke up, the Lord told me to read John 14, and I just want to connect it with what Jim was sharing. And it says in John 14, verse 12, it says, I tell you this timeless truth. A person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do. Even greater miracles than these, because I go unto my Father. For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name. And that is how the Son will show that the Father is really like and bring glory to him. Ask me anything in my name and I will do it for you. You know, Jim was just sharing about Christ in us, and he was sharing about sharing that with other people. And what God did is when he sent the Holy Spirit into our lives, he gave us what I just read. He gave us the power to do what Pastor Jim was just speaking about, power to share the gospel, power to, you gotta excuse my voice, it's just weird, I don't know. power to share the gospel. And you know, sometimes we make it too hard. Sometimes it's as easy as planting a seed. We just take a seed and we put it in the ground. When we share the gospel, sometimes we just plant seeds. And you know what? He is the Lord of the harvest. He is the Lord of the harvest. So I just like to share a couple testimonies before we wrap up. But this year was such an amazing time for us in Zapata. It was really a time of rest for Jim and I, a rest for me, for healing. And a real time of just getting along with God and just connecting with Emmanuel, Christ in me. You know, just, you know, sometimes we just get so busy. You know, Jim talked about being connected to God, spending that time in prayer, spending that time being connected with him. Because I don't believe we can really shine forth his glory and even walk in what he says if we don't really connect and realize that it's Christ in us that does it. And it's the Holy Spirit that works through our life. And there's a connection that we need to connect with. And I think in that time of prayer and in that time of reading the word, we understand that our true identity is we identify with Christ. We are sons and daughters of God. He chose us. We are chosen. We are special. We are in a peculiar people. We are a royal priesthood. Peter talks about it. There's something special that happened when Christ died on the cross. He made the way for us to come back and be his sons and daughters. And that's the commission, is that he wants everyone. He has he wants his family back. That's what the kingdom of God is. It's a family of God, and he's working to bring his family back. And so when we encounter people and we see people, we have to realize and understand the love of God that he has for them. Because if we don't shine forth his love, I mean, I'm a nice person. I'm sorry, I'm a nice person. But if I don't shine forth the love of Christ, then I've just introduced them to myself. But if I'm walking in the power of his Holy Spirit, if I have an intimate relationship with him and I realize that I am a son and daughter, then I am inviting them back into the family. And that's our purpose. And sometimes, like I said, it's just planting a seed. You know? Sometimes we make it too difficult. It's like, oh man, if I share the gospel, they're going to reject me. Well, maybe they will the first time. Maybe they will the second time. But I want to share a testimony. We were in Zapata, and I think it was before we did the outreach. We had some extra time, and we had gone downtown to the dollar store, and in the parking lot of the dollar store, this woman came running up to me, and she said, "Mary, do you remember me? Do you remember me?" And I looked at her and I was like, she looked a little different, but yes, I did remember her face, and I remembered her many times we had given to her, her children gifts. And I'm not even sure how many years it was. I'm sure it was maybe 7 years back that It was when we had that just multitude of like 300 people show up at one point, and we were giving stuff. But I was told that this lady, her name is Darlene, that she had her little baby, and it was in the hospital. It was down in the valley. I think it was in McAllen or somewhere. And she had other little children around her, and I remember my heart just going out to her because I knew she lived in a, I remember the trailer house was run down, windows were broke. It was like just the worst. I mean, it was in as actually a few years later we came back and they had both burnt down those trailer houses because they were that bad of places. So my heart went out to her thinking she had a baby in the hospital, she had all these little kids. And you know, of course I told her I would pray for her baby. And sometimes, you know, just planting a seed like that makes a difference. But we got driving away and I told him, stop. And I just felt like the Holy Spirit in this. He spoke to my heart and he said, give her $100. So I grabbed $100 out of my wallet and I ran back and I just said, you know what, the Lord really spoke to me to give you this. And of course she started to cry because she had no money. She didn't even have any money. She said, I was trying to borrow a car so I could go see my baby. And so it just totally, by my act of doing that, of kindness and listening, it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to my heart. And I went, and that was it. You know, I did it, and I jumped back in the car, and we did. Maybe had seen her a few years. I know we went back, and that those trailers, we didn't find her because the trailers were all totally burnt out. And but anyway, she came running up to me, and she said, do you remember me? And she said, you're the one who gave me $100 when my baby was in the hospital. And she said, look at me. I've lost all this weight and I'm doing so well. She said, after I got my baby home, I realized how sick I was. She said, I'd lived in just drugs and sickness and a crazy lifestyle. And she said, God just spoke to my heart. She said, I just knew I needed a change. And she said, I started praying to God. And she said, I've lost this weight and I've gotten healthy. And she said, look at me, I feel amazing and I'm going to church now, Mary. And I was so touched because sometimes we make it so hard. But that's why the Holy Spirit has come into our lives, to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to direct us. And the Lord, I didn't lead her to the Lord. I didn't do any of that. But I did plant some seeds. And you know what? God went in and started speaking to her, and he made a difference in her life. And it was such a blessing. She talked about her kids and stuff. Totally transformed. Totally different woman. So it was amazing. Another testimony this year was when I was working at the school, there was a gal that would, we always had to be there at 7:30 in the morning just to be in the halls and monitor the halls and stuff. And I kept watching this one mom. She brought her, and I think she was like, she was 3 or 4 at the time. We had, our school was like pre-K to fifth grade. So I think it was either the little girl. And I mean, she was just so faithful every day to be standing in the hall with her little girl before the classrooms opened, and I'd walk by her and smile at her and say hi to her. And she had some type of sickness. She had where the pigment of her skin was just blotchy, the mother. Her skin was just, of course she was an Hispanic lady with beautiful bronze skin, but she had blotches all over her, where the pigment had come out of her skin. And I used to think, I wonder what's going on with her, you know? I just didn't, you know. But I just thought, she's such a good mother. I would think about that every time I saw her. She was just so faithful with that little girl. And one day I was walking down the hall and the Lord just said, give her some money. I said, okay. 7:30 in the morning. I don't remember how much I gave her. It wasn't a lot, maybe $20, $40. I don't totally remember. But it all, just by doing that, I planted some seeds in her. And it's been so amazing, because in our outreaches, sometimes I see her and her little girl, and sometimes, some years, we haven't. Sometimes we've found her, and this year we hadn't. I mean, they sometimes in the area that we do, people move around. And so here we were, I think it was the last day we were doing, we kind of did the outreach 4 days in a row, and we were kind of way back on 10th Street, so we were way up almost by the high school, and here she came running down the street. "Mary, Mary, I can't believe it, I found you." And here she has her daughter. Her daughter's a teenager now. And just a beautiful family. And so we were able to connect on Facebook, and we're connected now. But the first thing she said to me is, "I'm going to church now. Mary, I'm going to church now. I've changed my life. Jesus is part of my life." And you know, so we don't know when we're planting seeds, but we just trust God, right? So I just wanted to share those powerful testimonies, because we can make a difference. And it doesn't have to be hard. I love that Jesus just talks about following his lead. You know, the Holy Spirit comes into our life. We need the Holy Spirit. That's what makes the difference in our lives. That's where the anointing is. That's where the power is. That's where when we share our testimony, the power of God comes alive in that. You know, so I just encourage you today to press in. Jim talked about just pressing in our relationship with God, just realizing, you know, if nothing else, realizing that you are a son or a daughter, that he cares about you. He cares about every part of your life. There isn't anything that we don't go through that he doesn't care. And he wants to give us the power and the strength to walk through that, to get victory in it, to have breakthrough in those areas. And so today, I just want to extend an invitation to you that just come into that place where he can speak to your heart and heal you or touch you wherever. We live in such a difficult time. It's very dark out there right now. But you know what? When we get into his presence, it's kind of like the song, when the glory of the Lord falls upon us, when the light of God falls upon us, when we honor him with our time and our presence, then he changes our hearts. We realize that we are his child, and that he cares about us in every way. And you know what? I think we almost need that intimate time where, you know, God, there's that wrestling that goes on that Jim said, you know, but when we realize, when our soul knows that we are loved, that there's nothing that happens in our life that he isn't going to walk through us with and give us the power. The Holy Spirit gives us power. And I just said, greater things, greater miracles because of what he did. And so I don't know, you know, like I said, the world is dark, but you know what? His love, if we can just take time to sit in his presence and feel his love, you know what? It will change us. It changes our soul. It brings us place of rest. For me, I was in just a season of coming into rest. And what did that mean for me? It meant surrendering a lot of things. So many times we carry things that aren't ours to carry. You know, Jesus said, I think it's Matthew 11. He said, well, in Psalms 55:22, it says, "Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he will sustain you, and he will never let the righteous be shaken." In Matthew 11, it says, If you're weary, carrying a heavy burden, it says, then come to me and I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways and you'll discover that I am gentle and humble, easy to please. You will find refreshment and rest in me, for all that I require of you is to be pleasant and easy to bear. That is our Jesus. Laying those heavy burdens. Says, of course, I'm reading in the Passion Translation, but in King James it says, come unto me, all that are heavy laden. Lay your burdens. Surrender them. Surrender those things that you struggle in your soul. We all have soul struggles. I mean, our ancient enemy's biggest plan is to keep you out of rest. That's his main purpose, is to keep you carrying things that we're not supposed to carry, being weighted down by things. And so sometimes we just need to come and cast them down. We need to surrender those things. Surrender the heaviness. Surrender to his love. You know, when we spend time with him, we realize how much he loves and cares for him. He's a good, good father, and he loves us so much. So sometimes we carry those things, and if there's ever been a time that our world is full of anxiety and fears and weight, I feel it is in our world today. I mean, there is people all around us that are carrying weights. And so the invitation that we have and what Pastor Jim was sharing is just, our invitation is to just invite them into the love of Jesus. That he can help them. He can carry that. He can walk you through that and bring it. I mean, the world is full of people that need to know the love of God. And so I just invite you, you know, embrace it for yourself. Refresh yourself. For me, I had to refresh myself again. I had been in a year battle. And sometimes we try to do the battle on our own, and I realized I had to surrender some of that. I had to, in my soul, it's your soul that sometimes just has to surrender and say, okay, God, I trust you. I know you love me. You've got this. And I think if we can just share that with the world, it's going to make a difference. So I believe today the invitation for all of us is to do what Pastor Jim said. Spend that time in the presence of God. Soak. Jamie talked about it today. Soaking in the presence. How do we do that? It says that we enter his gates with thanksgiving. One of the main things we learn to enter into the presence of God is that we come with thanksgiving. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you did for us today. Thank you what you did for me. Thank you what you're doing for my family. We enter with thanksgiving, and then we also praise him for what he's done. And that ushers us right into the very courts of heaven, into his presence. And that's where he wants us. And that's when we can shine forth his glory. That's when the anointing is going to flow out of us, the oil and the wine. The oil, you know, the oil of his presence. Oh, I can't change the world. I can't change a heart, but he can. But if I walk in him, if I walk in the power of his spirit, you know, he wants us. He's called us to walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lusts of our flesh. My flesh will not produce nothing. But if I've soaked in the presence of God and I have the love of God in my heart, towards somebody, they're going to feel it, and they're going to feel that seed, and it's going to make a difference. It maybe will take, for this one lady I shared with you, it was 15 years. But that seed sprung forth, and it's her and her daughter's life has changed. That other woman, it was like 7, 8 years ago. But the seed, so it's, what we're doing is we're planting seeds. And I invite you today that if you have anything that you need to lay before God, the struggle is in our soul. You know, the Holy Spirit, it's God sent us the Holy Spirit. Talked about don't grieve him. He can be grieved and he can be quenched. He's the Holy Spirit. I have a little story to share. In my daycare last October, or the year ago, not last October, but the year, my little kids are running around talking about there was ghosts in my house. And I said, there's no ghosts in my house. The only ghost in my house is the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost? These are little 3 and 4 year olds. Yeah, I said, the Holy Ghost is in my house. And I didn't think too much of it until one of my daycare parents said, you know, I've heard of the Holy Spirit, but I haven't heard of the Holy Ghost. And so I was like, yeah, okay. Then I had to tell you the story, but it's too funny. Yeah, he's holy. But you know what? That Holy Ghost can haunt us sometimes. If we have something that's not quite right in our life, have you ever laid there? You just, in your soul, you're just not quite right? That Holy Ghost is speaking to your heart. So I just invite you today, if there's anything in your life, if there's anything that's separating you and you can't feel the presence of God, then all you have to do is surrender it. You have to lay it down. You have to ask him to forgive you. It's easy because his blood is powerful. It says in Hebrews that his blood was an eternal covenant. If we just realize the blood, there's no sin, there's nothing we can do that could ever separate us from God. If we don't come and just repent of that thing, it's an eternal covenant that blood will cleanse you. And you're instantly in that right place with God. So today, I just say, let's just close our eyes. If there's anything in our lives today, Lord, we just surrender it to you and we ask for your forgiveness, Father. Lord, we thank you that your presence is as close as just a prayer to ask. And we lay that down. Father, your word says to lay and cast all our cares. So today, we cast all our cares upon you, Father. And Lord, we just invite your presence into this place, Father. We love you, Lord. We thank you for what you've done. Lord, we praise you for what you've done in each one of our lives. And Father, I thank you that just like Pastor Jim said, that when we feel the freedom of our sins being forgiven and we feel the freedom of the burdens that are heavy on our soul, that we can just lay them at your feet, Father, then we want to share that gospel. That's the good news. That's the gospel we want to share. God, we don't want to share some religious rules and regulations and do's and don'ts, God. We want to share the gospel that is living and live, that cares for people, cares for the poor, cares for people that are struggling, cares for the people that are struggling with anxiety right now. Lord, we just lift up people right now today that are struggling in our today's world, Father. And Lord, we just pray for them, God, that they would find that your burden is easy, that walking with you is is glorious, that your love is greater to cast away all fear. Father, we just pray for the love of God, that people would understand the love of God, how powerful the love is, that it casts away all darkness, all fear, and it brings us into that place of rest in your family. And God, this is the good news that we want to share with the world. So Father, today I just lift up these amazing people that are sitting here today. And Father, I pray that you become so real in their life, that your presence would be so powerful in their life, and that they would realize how loved they are and how important they are into your kingdom, how important they are into your family, and that you've given them tools and gifts to share with the world, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for that now. Father, I thank you for your presence in this house. I thank you for as we worshiped and praised today, for the anointing that fell in this house today. Father, we pray, God, that your spirit would move in such a powerful way in this region, in this area, Father. And Lord, if we just meet someone in this next week, God, that we could just plant some seeds, God. Some seeds of the kingdom. It said the seeds of the kingdom are like little mustard seeds. So Father, I just lift these people up to you, and I thank you, Father, now in the name of Jesus. Amen. If anybody needs prayer today,
this is just a testimony. You know, I've shared about my time with going through with as far as children and abortion and stuff that goes on with that. And then God showed me what he thought about it. And it was like Jim was talking about the word. He was talking about prayer. He's talking about a testimony. You know, when God came to me about abortion, he broke my heart, and I wept and I cried. I mean, I don't know how long it was, but it was just, for one thing, that I'd even have that type of heart. That was my heart at that time. And then this last week, this person was shot and he died, young person, 20 years old. And, I looked at him and it was like I thought about my grandson that was about the same age and what that did. And then I was thinking about the enemy, how he was trying to use that to start riots and destroy other people's lives. And I thought about the man that had his, the white man that had the knee on the neck of that person, and just putting all the rest of it down. You know, what does God think? It's kind of like that abortion deal. And I was looking at the Mexican border and, in Zapata and all the way along the Mexican border, all these people are coming from sometimes 1,500 miles and walking, and the children. And I said, you know, there's a place that God wants us to change our hearts. And every time I seen that young man, you know, a 20-year-old man, he's just gone. And, you know, yeah, the gal probably was going to pull a taser and it was a mistake, whatever. Doesn't make any difference. That guy gone. But it was such a sad thing because what's God trying to do instead of what's the world trying to do? What's politics trying to do and what's God trying to do? What's any decent people trying to do about the deal? And we have to be decent, and we have to love God with all our heart, and in prayer, and reading the Word, and in testifying. Well, what do you think God thinks about it? And then looking into that young man's eyes and thinking he's not here anymore. Pretty tough testimony. All my brothers and sisters at the border trying to come in, and you know what? I asked the Lord, get rid of my prejudice. Because there's a spirit of prejudice that's trying to come into each one of us, so we could be prejudiced against the person that the system is trying to get going, whether it be White Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Hispanic Lives Matter, Chinese Lives Matter. Well, of course they do to God. And the rest of them, I would put a big question mark to wonder how much they really care. And so I think in our hearts and our lives, if anything, let's think about that one young man, that little baby boy. Baby boy's here, but his dad isn't here anymore. And I understand losing his son. I don't wish that on anyone. But you know what? This is what's going on in the world that we live in. And God's wanting a heart. And as Jim and Mary were sharing, God's wanting a heart that'll just change our lives. And you know, could we, each person, could we look at the person as someone that's needing help? You know, I don't care how they come off. You know, how can I help that person? And was it $100? $100, $100, pretty, you know, significant. But look at the difference it made. And all of that other stuff just fell off, and it was just a bunch of baloney. And we're dealing with a lot of baloney these days. We have to really grab God and just say, God, what do you think? Because if he could put a person on their face for 2 hours and not understanding anything about abortion, but knowing what God thought about it, then he could do it for our black brothers and sisters, our Hispanic brothers and sisters, our Chinese connections, our Canadian area, and every country on the face of the earth. He could do that for us. That's the type of God, people that he wants to place in position to share that eternal gospel. So thank you so very much, Mary. I'll let you finish up here.
I think one of the things that happens the most is when we soak in the presence of God, and when we worship him, is that God changes our heart. Good place to start. So I just want to bless you guys all. Thank you for being part of the family of God, being part of Community Church, being faithful to what God is doing in this day and hour. We're living in the greatest hour. We really are. It says, rise and shine. Let's rise. In Isaiah 61 says, and we see it out on the thing, you know, rise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It says gross darkness covers the earth, but he's going to rise upon us. So we are living in the greatest hour to share the love of Jesus. If anybody needs prayer, there's power in agreement. If you're struggling with anything and you need prayer to just touch together in agreement, to make a difference, for breakthrough, then we're here for you to do that today. Otherwise, go in the love of Jesus and tell somebody. Share what he's done for you. The power of our testimony is powerful. And you know, when we share our testimony, we just connect with that happening in their lives. So, bless you.